So level one, the pain body feeds on your thinking. Level two, pain body feeds on the feedback of emotional pain from other people. So it'll not only use your thinking, it might even predominantly use somebody else's reactions. In relationships, when the pain body is ready to arise and feed, it will provoke a reaction in your partner, or the partner does it to you, pushes the right buttons, because it wants pain. The pain body loves the drama. This is why drama is an essential part of most relationships. The pain body needs feeding. And you could be saying, suddenly it comes in. At the slightest trigger, there it is. So it feeds on the other person's reaction, and that's where drama arises in the relationship. And it'll give me more pain, please. And the mind is aligned with it, so the mind will find wonderful ways of rationalizing why it'll add to it through heated discussions or shouting matches. So it's totally, and then the other person's pain body awakens, and the two feed on each other until feeding time is over. And the two pain bodies subside, go to sleep, digesting the food. And then the relationship for a while is harmonious again. And then the cycle starts again. So pain body feeding on thinking, pain body feeding on other people's reactions. Now I mentioned the unhappy me, a mind pattern that people are identified with, an unhappy sense of self. This mind pattern, when the pain body is active, becomes amplified. Its energy, the energy of the unhappy me, when the pain body moves into that mind pattern that already has been telling you your life isn't good enough and so on, and you may not make it, and what it, life has passed me by, and so on. Now the pain body moves into that mind pattern, and its energy gets amplified 10 times, 20 times, 50 times, 100 times. In other words, the unhappy me, when the pain body arises and flows into that mind structure, the emotion flows into the mind structure, the unhappy sense of me becomes dreadfully unhappy and loves its unhappiness, because that's what it consists of. Now, all that it is not a foreign body that lives in you. It is, there's nothing that is not life energy. Even the pain body is life energy, except that it isn't flowing freely. It's got stuck somewhere. And when energy gets stuck and cannot flow freely, pain arises, like a river. If a river cannot flow, the water accumulates and pressure accumulates. But it's really, it's beautiful life energy. The water is still beautiful, but there's pressure accumulating inside. That's what the pain body is. Now, as we bring presence, this consciousness, into the pain body, it can no longer fool you into completely identifying with it. The presence, as the pain arises, from now on, many of you are already practicing that, pain arises, the pain body comes up, and at that moment you will recognize it as the pain body. That's the beginning of freedom from it. The recognition, when it comes, slight trigger, provocation, even a thought, deep pain arises in whatever form. In some people it's a very active pain, active aggressive pain. In other persons, it's a passive form of pain, poor little me victim pain. Doesn't matter which pain bodies have different qualities in different people. It may be turbulence or heaviness or tightness or constriction. It doesn't matter what it is. As it arises, you will know there is a witnessing presence. And you watch, oops, there's the pain body. And you feel the energy field of it in your body. Often you can feel it in the solar plexus or stomach area, sometimes in the belly, as a dreadful sense of, oh, heaviness, or some people perceive it as a big hole, like some gaping hole inside. Oh. Or it may be intense anger. But whatever it is, if you watch it, this is why sitting here is so helpful, because the witnessing presence, which is part of this new state of consciousness, is gets so much strengthened simply by sitting in this energy field. So the watcher will be there watching the pain. So the pain cannot use your mind anymore. It cannot feed on your thinking because you're watching it directly. It cannot creep into your mind and then become an unhappy me. So all that's left of the pain is an energy field of turbulence or heaviness. But the pain has not become an unhappy me, an unhappy sense of self, of who you are. That's the beginning of the end of the pain. But our practice is allowing what is to be, and that also applies as long as the pain body is there in you, allowing the pain that is there in you also to be. That is a very powerful practice. So I'm not saying we are not fighting the pain. We are not even trying to get rid of it. You bring the consciousness, which is a very compassionate state of allowing what is. It's a very powerful state. It implies you are present as the one who is able to allow. You are the one who is able to allow the pain to be. You know you're not creating this pain at this moment because you practice accepting what is. So it's not pain that you are creating, it's old pain. You bring the acceptance to the old pain. This wonderful state, this powerful practice, it does not just concern what happens to you externally, allowing this moment to be as it is. It includes the arising of pain in the pain body. You watch it, feel it, allow it. So you bring presence into it. You meet, the presence meets the pain body. Here's the pain body. And there comes the silent space of presence. Okay. And you hold the state of presence as the turbulence happens. Then the pain body is not replenishing itself. You've cut the link between the pain body and your thought processes. It's not feeding on your thinking anymore. You're watching it.